Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
College basketball was a much different game 75 years ago. Let's go old school on this day, March 27th.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
75 years ago, there was no shot clock and no three-point line. Back then, coaches were not allowed to talk to their team during the games. A team captain would decide when someone would come out. Players could only leave and re-enter the game twice. And after a foul, a team got to choose who would shoot from the free throw line. Or the team could decide not to take the foul shots at all. They could inbound the ball from center court. And there was no such thing as goaltending. Over those rules, the best 4 college teams met in Philadelphia to play each other. Villanova beat Brown. Ohio State beat Wake Forest. Out west, the best teams played in San Francisco. Oregon and Oklahoma won. And it was decided the best teams from the east and west would play in a championship tournament held somewhere in the middle of the country. They picked Evanston, Illinois. On this day, March 27th, 1939, Oregon won the first NCAA basketball Final Four. And on this day, consider how small events can grow much bigger. I'm Chris Conley.